CD 10, Unlimited Prosperity with a Midas Touch. Module 30, The Golden Touch. The Midas Jump will be quite interesting if you're still looking for that sometimes elusive money consciousness. Only one person can turn you into a money magnet, and that person is you yourself. You may have heard that if you give a person with a poverty consciousness $1 million, a year later that person won't have any of it left. Whereas if you take $1 million away from a person with a prosperity consciousness, a year later they'll have it back. You know something? That's pretty much so. But what is a poverty consciousness? Your Midas doppelganger knows. For him or her, making money is like taking candy from a baby. The Midas Jump is designed for you to attract affluence and money instead of scarcity and hardship. It takes a bit of work on your part, but how hard did you work to get to where you are? The Midas quantum energy source is what creates that prosperity consciousness. I have two friends that are a case in point. I won't mention their names, but you'll understand why in a minute. I'll call them Al and Bob. And they're pretty much the same age. Al finished high school, but didn't have any further education. His father earned just enough to keep the family eating and sheltered. Al got a job as a clerk at Macy's department store shortly after he graduated high school. Bob, on the other hand, came from a family of some affluence. His father was a corporate attorney, and they lived in an upper-middle-class neighborhood. After high school, Bob went on to college and after 4 years decided to put all that education to use, and out into the world he went. Now, that was 40 years ago, which would make both Al and Bob around 60 years old of age today. Al is a multimillionaire with a big home in Beverly Hills. Bob is struggling, living in a modest apartment on the outskirts of Oakland, and he's working for a credit company soliciting new business over the phone. Why? Well, if I had to guess, I wouldn't know how to begin. There could be 1,000 reasons. Al made millions, and Bob struggled through life. But one thing I would bet on, Al had a money consciousness, and Bob didn't. What that means is they made different choices. I know that you've heard the term poverty consciousness and money consciousness probably hundreds of times, a few times right here. But what exactly is that? Let me put it in a nutshell. Al and Bob made different choices. I personally happen to know of a few of the choices they made. About 30 years ago, Al told me he had purchased a lot in Anaheim, and he was going to build a house on it and then sell it. It was a safe thing to do, as Al figured if he didn't sell, he'd move in. What was the choice? Well, at the time, he had a steady job at Macy's, making a comfortable salary. He was doing what he wanted to do. His choice was to quit his job and go into an unknown territory. I say unknown because Al didn't know a thing about building. But he learned. He hired all the trades, and he spent every minute on the job questioning each craftsman. By the time the house was finished, Al was a contractor. Oh, yeah, he did sell the house. Needless to say, he made some money on it, and he was off and running. But he needed a license, so he chose to study and go after his general contractor's license, and he eventually got it. What about Bob? Well, it was about 10 years after Al built his first house that Bob also was confronted by a choice. A friend of his told Bob about a bank president who said that their board was open for a new director. Bob got interested. What would it take to become a bank director and the automatic title of vice president that went with it? Wow, vice president of a bank. Well, Bob spoke to the president of the savings and loan, who told Bob he would have to buy $80,000 worth of stock and pledge to purchase $120,000 more in 2 years. Well, that was no problem. Bob owned a restaurant, and in the worst scenario, he could always sell the restaurant. Bob put in all the spare money he had, $80,000. He was really proud of the fact that he was one of the directors of the savings and loan. 3 months later, the savings and loan went under and Bob's $80,000 was gone. Obviously, buying into the bank was a very bad choice. But was that just bad luck? Well, maybe. Al and Bob made many choices in their lives to get them to where they wound up. I just happen to know about those two. You can bet, however, that most of Al's choices were made from a totally different perspective than did Bob's. Now comes the big question. How do you know if you're making the right choice? How do you know if you have a poverty consciousness or a consciousness of affluence? It's easy to say, oh, just look at what you have. If you have everything you want, and if you want everything you have, then the chances are you do have a money consciousness. But there's a whole lot more to it than that. Once again, attitude comes into the picture. Al's attitude toward life is totally different than his Bob's. But how do you develop a money attitude? Well, as this is about quantum jumping, the answer is easy. Just go to your Midas doppelganger. Midas certainly had a money attitude and a money consciousness. After all, the fable of the Midas touch has been told for 1,000 years. It's embedded in the very culture of the world. Everything that Midas touched turned into gold. Now that's a money consciousness. I actually know someone like that. He has an estate on the Mediterranean that beggars the imagination. 150 prime acres of manicured lawns, lakes, fountains, fruit trees of every description, with peacocks and miniature deer wandering around the walled-in estate. It looks like more of a palace than a home, but a home it is. He asked me to present a private class, and I really didn't want to. I told him what my fee was for a 3-day class, and he didn't bat an eye when I told him the price. I actually told him a rather enormous figure because I really didn't want to go. But when he heard the price, he just quietly said, "That's fine." Sent me a check the next day. It turned out that he had a personal fairy godmother tapping him on the shoulder with a magic wand every day of his life. Every venture this man undertook was successful. He was a millionaire at 16. He doubled his net worth every year for 10 years. As a matter of fact, that was his goal, doubling his worth every year. He did it for 10 years, and at the age of 26, he was a billionaire. How did he do it? You may well ask that. Once again, it was choices. He made all the right ones, and he also put himself in the way of big deals, for that's where the big money was. He was successful in oil, in banking, in cattle, in real estate. He bought an old ferry boat, refitted it, and sold it a year later, quadrupling his investment. Everything he touched turned to gold. I asked him how he did it. His answer was, "Well, it's always been like taking candy from a baby for me." Now that's a consciousness that reeks of affluence. But how does a person acquire that type of consciousness? First of all, to acquire a money consciousness, you have to be aware of money and your relationship to money. Educate yourself. If you don't already know, learn a bit about income and expenses. If your income is $1,000 and your expenses are $1,001, you'll be unhappy with your relationship to money. But if your income is $1,000 and expenses are $999, you'll be happy with your relationship to money. You might say that the difference between a happy money relationship and an unhappy one is $1. Learn a bit about investing and what money does. In other words, don't just think about money by itself, but what money is and does. Many people I know have no idea about money. Oh, they know they bring in so much and they spend so much, but beyond that, nothing. First of all, you should know there are 3 types of expenses. There are fixed expenses such as rent, mortgage payments, insurance, electric and gas bills and such. You have no control over fixed expenses. Then there are semi-fixed expenses, such as food, clothing, hair care, and such, you have a little control over semi-fixed expenses. And third are discretionary expenses such as entertainment, restaurant meals, video rentals, a larger car, and such. These you have full control over. Become aware of which of the three categories your money goes. Where is most of your money going? Into fixed expenses, semi-fixed expenses, or discretionary expenses? Just an awareness of this will bring you a bit into the money consciousness area. And if you've failed in past ventures with respect to money, analyze every aspect of the failure so that you won't repeat those same errors. Once you familiarize yourself with your income, your spending habits, and you've analyzed any of what you consider errors in the past, then you've taken the first step to a money consciousness. The next step is to jump into a twin self who has a money consciousness, a Midas consciousness. What you want is to take the attitude of your doppelganger, the energy of your doppelganger, back to this reality, to this universe. You have a Midas twin self. In an infinite universe, anything that can be imagined is. By going to that self and sensing how he, she does it, you can merge with that self and take back with you the Midas energy. The module following this one will take you to that Midas twin self. In the ancient story of Midas, he was a king, but for our Midas, Midas could be a king or a queen. But whatever the gender, the touch will be that of a golden one, that will turn everything into gold and affluence. Your twin self has the Midas touch. And most important, to start you on your way, every morning, upon awakening, take the first finger of your strongest hand and press it gently on the area just above the spot between your eyes for 5 seconds. That is your Midas touch, and it will be programmed during the following meditation. For now, find a place where you'll be undisturbed for 15 minutes or so, and we begin the meditation for the Midas jump. Now, when you use the Midas touch, remember, this is a metaphor, an icon. You must do something. You must take an action. And what is that action? That's for you to figure out. But action, it must be. However, your goal in this particular instance, is to take advantage of the Midas touch.